Staff Sergeant Bryce Tarswell of the Hyperia RCMP joins us on the line. Staff Sergeant, thank you very much for joining us today. Now that the snow is melting, the weather is getting warmer, and just get your comments, if I can, please, about the fact that, well, the weather's getting warmer, therefore the driving feet possibly is getting heavier.
You're absolutely right, Keith, and thanks for having me today. Yeah, Alberta, it's tricky weather-wise, but there is nice weather around the corner, and with the nice weather comes the summer, and, you know, a lot of traveling, people getting ready to do their summer holidays and head out camping and that kind of thing, and there is a little bit of the tendency, and I think it's the excitement factor too, right? We get through a long, arduous winter, and this one definitely has been long. Everybody gets a little bit excited to get to where they're going a little bit quicker. Understandable. You know, we're all in the same boat. But everybody should be aware, right, that just because the roads are clear and dry doesn't mean any of the dangers are not there anymore. With the better weather, for sure, we still have all the wildlife on the road and that kind of thing. And what I find, especially with wildlife on the highways and stuff, is with the snow, there's a nice backdrop that you can pick up on a darker colored animal in the highway ready to jump out. And this happened to me last weekend. The backdrop of the grass now, you kind of hides them a little bit, so you got to be super vigilant. And when you're at those higher speeds, it can cause a little bit of a dangerous reaction possibly and that kind of thing. So, yeah, with summer coming, spring, the excitement, everybody's getting a little eager just to remember to keep it at the speed limit. Speed limits are there for a reason. They've been looked at by the experts, and they've decided the speeds that roads can handle and that kind of thing. So, yeah, really be cautious of that.
Those are good points you bring up here, Staff Sergeant, which I guess goes to the next question of, is there a possibility, and how is it, or how much, can drivers become too relaxed behind the wheel?
I think there is a little bit of that false sense of security, which puts them back into that relaxed mode. Through the winter, everybody's, you know, driving around here with snowstorms, with all that stuff, people become a little hyper-vigilant. So they see the good weather, the good roads. They assume that maybe, possibly, they can, you know, back off a little bit. And there is a tendency, too, with the longer days and the longer sunlight, you know, people, you know, they feel that there's not those dangers out there. So, yeah, you can fall into that false sense of security a little bit for sure.
Having said that, I know a lot of automobiles have cruise control. I know my car has cruise control. How much can cruise control be your best friend and yet your worst enemy in the same sentence?
Oh, you're absolutely right. Cruise control is a great option on a vehicle. You can set it at 100, 102, and, you know, you're in great shape. That being said, when your feet are off the pedals a little bit, it does take that reaction time down. And with technology as well, there's these smart cruise controls and adaptive cruise controls, and those as well can really get a person into trouble because the vehicle will literally do all the braking and driving for you. And if you fall into that, again, that false sense of security, and put too much dependent on cruise control and lane avoidance and all these things, they're technology. They're not human reaction. So if you put all your eggs in that basket, it can be tragic.
Having said that, again, Staff Sergeant, again, how complacent can we possibly get, or we have the potential of getting, just by not looking down at the speedometer, even if we do have the cruise control on?
Yeah, well, for sure. And highways are like that, and towns are like that. There's different areas of the road that, you know, for certain reasons, speeds drop. And if you've got your cruise control on and you're not really paying attention, then you can find yourself, you know, in a 60 zone doing 100 kilometers an hour without even, you know, really realizing it because you're so dependent on that cruise control that you're not really aware of what's going on around you.
I guess if I'm to, please correct me if I'm wrong here, but maybe the bottom line might be to not only look down but at the speedometer, but slow down as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it's the driver's responsibility, and yeah, you've got to watch where you're going on the roads, but you've also got to make sure that you do take a look at that speed every once in a while, and make sure that you're doing the speed limit and adjusting accordingly, I guess. If you're, you know, going through a town, sometimes on highways, when I was in Morinville, there was a highway out there where there was all of a sudden a school zone in it. And that can really get people into trouble, not only for the drivers, but for kids and pedestrians and that kind of thing. So really be aware of your surroundings, your speeds. If you're using that technology in your vehicle, understand it's just technology. It's not that human aspect of it, so for sure.
Bryce Tarswell is the commanding officer of the High Prairie RCMP Detachment, Staff Sergeant. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Keith. I appreciate it.